Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 135 teams and 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Now join us the commissioner of the Central Canadian Hockey League, Kevin Abrams. Kevin, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us again.
Great to be here again, Gino.
So, Kev, COVID-19 has caused leagues around the CJHL to start at different times. The CCHL has played the preseason games, but you haven't started the regular season yet. Give our listeners and viewers on TSN.ca an update of where you stand right now and what you're anticipating in the near future.
Well, we're in the middle of a province-wide shutdown right now, so we're waiting for that on the 11th of February to come to a conclusion. And we're hopeful, certainly, that there's going to be enough racetrack ahead of us to do something positive and play some meaningful games. Up until the break before Christmas, we've been playing in some scrimmage games, one opponent only, and without contact. And we were really finding that to be, okay, given the circumstances. And our players certainly appreciated the opportunity. But I think towards the end of that, we were, I think the players, teams, everyone involved with the organizations were getting a little restless. Yeah, so certainly the lockdown hasn't helped, but I think if we get a chance to come back, we'll come back with some real enthusiasm. We're just waiting for an opportunity to play.
Do you have any idea what that's going to look like when you come back? Because we've seen things like having cohorts where you play 3, 4, 5 game sets against the team and you stay together, not quite in a bubble, but you stay together and avoid other people. All the way to the other extreme where you're actually physically having bubbles of 6, 8 teams involved in that. Any ideas of what it could look like when you return?
Well, we've scenario planned a lot, and I think maybe we've done it too much because we have so many different options available to us depending on what the direction is from the province. But I think one of the largest hurdles is the size of our cohorts here in Ontario is 50. And so that it really restricts more than one opponent, from a traditional hockey perspective. I think so. If that number were to increase, I think it would open up a lot of different kinds of opportunities. I think what we're more likely to see is the ability to play some games with one opponent and then have a break and then revisit another opponent. And we've got plans for that. We've talked a little bit about the bubbling and the idea that maybe you could put together small groups of teams. But I don't anticipate that would be the option that we have presented to us based on the decisions that have happened up until now. We're hopeful that we can just get back to playing and then change opponents every couple of weeks if we can do it that way. That's what we think is more likely to happen.
In conversation with CCHL Commissioner Kevin Abrams. And Kevin, your league was in the spotlight over Christmas time as Canada was taking silver at the World Junior Hockey Championship in the bubble in Edmonton. Two of your grads, Devin Levi, ended up being obviously the number one goaltender for Canada and really the top goalie at the tournament. And Jack Quinn was there as well. What did it mean for you guys to get that kind of national exposure? Because ordinarily we're used to seeing the Canadian juniors come out of the CHL, but to come out of the CCHL with really very little recognition before that. And then what Levi himself in particular did in that tournament was amazing.
Well, I think the first thing is, he's an elite player and he's an elite goaltender. So regardless of what path he was on, I think his ability and his skill set speaks for itself. So it's certainly not something that we can lay claim to. He's a gifted athlete. One thing I will say is that, for our league's perspective, we have a number of very good players that come through our programs, and that happens right across the country at the junior A level. I think sometimes, it's an overwhelming percentage that come from the Canadian Hockey League, and rightly so. But there are certainly numbers of players that choose a different path that can certainly contribute at the national, international level. And, we've had other players coming from the CJHL, usually after having gone to college for half a year at least. But typically they don't come directly. I think the pandemic made it more direct, obviously, because he hadn't started playing yet at the NCAA level. But I think it speaks volumes to the level of play at the top end of some of our programs across the country. And I think those are the things that we're pleased about. And we know that players, if they choose that path, we have an opportunity for them to take advantage of, to go on that route if they choose to. But certainly his ability was on the largest possible stage for that time in his career. And he did great. And we're very proud.
Let's talk about some of the trends and some of the paths that you've seen some of the kids in your league go from the CCHL. Eight players have committed to NCAA programs for next season, two more already for the 22-23 season, plus 11 players have now joined U Sports programs this year alone. For those listening or watching on the podcast, what has made the CCHL such a great feeder system for various routes once they graduate out of your league?
Well, I think we have a long history going back 60 years that was always a developmental sort of take, or at least that was always the priority. The league was founded in 61 by Sam Pollock as a farm system for the Montreal Canadiens. And so from that point on, it's taken several incarnations over the years, but really the intent of the league was always to move players to the next level. And typically for a long time, that was major junior. And then, you know, things have evolved where some players are pursuing U.S. college hockey. So we've always had that identity. I think what's happened in the last 5, 10, 15 years is that, you know, more and more players are more and more aware of their options. And you know, they come to us knowing that we prioritize that those kinds of opportunities. So our numbers are low this year, obviously, because we haven't played. But I think in a typical year, you know, probably a third to a half of our league we'll move on to another level after the season. And I think that's really been our claim to fame, is that, you know, we embrace the NCAA at the Division I level, but also the Division III level. We've embraced U Sport hockey in Canada, which is a tough nut to crack for a kid from junior A hockey. And then, of course, the CHL. So there's lots of ways to get where you want to go. And we think that, you know, a lot of players need a year, sometimes longer, to have that extra bit of development. I think Jack Quinn's a great example of that, is the other player that played on Team Canada this year, that played a year in our league, was the rookie of the year, had an outstanding season as a 16-year-old, and it really hasn't missed a step since. So those are things that everybody's got a different timetable. And, you know, not everybody's ready to play in the OHL or the Canadian Hockey League when they're 16. Some guys need another year, and some guys need to be 18 or 19 like Levi is, still a tremendous talent with a great future.
You've been the commissioner of the CCHL since 2006. You guys have expanded over that time from 10 to 12 teams, but I think even more significantly the expansion is the money you guys have invested in other stuff to support the players. The video, the ability to watch these games online, real-time stats, video coaching, and a number of different showcases, which allows the guys to get some exposure out there. What's next? What's on the horizon? Where are you guys looking to invest time and effort moving forward?
Well, we try to have a bit of a niche in that we like to be the first to try various things in terms of, you know, player promotion and technology. I think we've been 2-3 years now into full use of analytics, full video clippings of all the players and stuff that they can basically use in their own archives and their player profiles, but also that's distributed to schools, NHL, CHL teams. So we think the use of that kind of technology is really where we want to continue to really show some growth. Again, this year is a bit of an anomaly for everything, but I think going forward, our plan is to really focus on different ways to get our players seen in the non-traditional sense. You know, I think fewer and fewer teams have budgets where everybody's going to games as often or scouting in person as often. They need to have some support. So we have, you know, we invested a lot of money in high-tech cameras before anybody else really felt like it was important. We did that. We used the companies for shift clipping and for tracking. Again, before most teams or leagues had done that. So we're already doing that. And I think we're going to expand on that. And really, I think that's why a lot of players come to our league, quite honestly. I think they come because they know that those sorts of things are already in place and there's probably more to come. So those are the things that are on the horizon. We had a few different things we were going to roll out this year. Everything's kind of taken a bit of a pause. But I think, you know, going forward, we're going to really further enhance our use of technology for the players. And hopefully that makes us even a more attractive destination.
That kind of technology is expensive, but obviously it's effective. It worked for Devin Levi and Jack Quinn, and who knows how many more kids took full advantage of that to get their scholarship opportunities. Kevin, thanks for this. Congratulations on all you guys are doing. Stay safe and stay healthy, and we'll talk to you again down the road, my friend.
Great. Thanks very much, Gino.
That was Central Canadian Hockey League Commissioner Kevin Abrams. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Coming up, How do Devin Levi and some other top goalies of the World Junior project to perform at the next level? Our director of scouting, Craig Button, is going to join us to talk about that next. You're listening to season 30 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.